It was May, and spring had officially sprung. The birds were chirping, the chads were chatting, and my TV brother and I were avoiding all that to sit in a basement. So settle in for another journey into the psyche of two infinite children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Adventures of Danny and Mike, the podcast. Do you see what I'm doing here?
I know. I like that your dick and balls are touching the microphone stand.
Welcome to episode 17 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike. How are you all? To my right,
they're not
Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
They're not directly touching.
Mr. Lounge Act himself, Michael C. Marona.
Thank you for getting the C in there.
Yeah, he's got that mic stand for the listeners hanging pretty low.
There are genitals being cooled by a metal microphone stand.
If the listener didn't want to think about stuff like this, I sympathize because I did not authorize this topic of conversation.
And he does have to authorize all others, so
just not
we are in violation of. We apologize.
Yeah, these guys are crude. That's what I'm trying to say.
We apologize. Yeah. Well, we do have a soccer game on for you to watch to distract you from the
swelling
from
of
the
my
episode.
Which episode?
From the swelling on your brain.
Yeah.
What? This current episode, Mike.
Episode 17.
Episode 17, fellas.
Tell me about it.
17 times we've sat here or other places and talked jive.
Yeah, we just do the thing. We talk soup to nuts, you know? We do about a little bit of everything, you know?
A little bit about everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Well, how are you? Mike, I haven't seen you in quite some time.
I was wondering if you were still going to do the podcast, so... I mean,
here we are. I hit the buttons. So
here we are.
It's not like you're going to hit the buttons, you know?
What? I got a functional hand. I think I can do your job.
What do you, any burns to report? Any set burns?
On this job currently, I really haven't hurt myself too bad. If you want to say that I injured myself on a trailer, I might have. I heard a story that Jane Mansfield walked into the back of a camper, and then they put these big old bumpers on them that are called Mansfield bars.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. This is quite similar to the Tamborelli rule, which was instituted on international flights after you buy duty-free alcohol.
Customers
are no longer permitted. Holy shit, what a goal by Lionel Messi.
Listeners, you have no idea what we're talking about, but there is a soccer game we're watching.
For the listener, Barcelona just went up.
Messi just went up one zip.
No longer are you allowed to purchase and consume duty-free alcohol on the same flight. You have to have it released to sometimes you or a U.S. Marshal or someone who can sign as a guarantor after what Dan Tamborelli did on one flight.
Or you just have to have a thing of wet naps.
Guys, come on, man.
Wet naps.
I feel like I'm forced to tell a story now.
I don't think you have to, as long as you take off
your paper towel. Dan bought a bunch of liquor from the... Duty free store.
Was it in a funny shaped bottle? Was it in one of those?
It was a liter. It was a
did
liter
you buy an
of Patty's Irish whiskey.
And did you get an oversized Chanel number five to go with it?
Nope.
Here's my question. Have you guys ever had Irish butter?
Yes.
And is it supposed to be healthier for you?
It's so good. Oh,
yeah, because on set they have that a lot.
What do you have? You have Kerrygold.
For your bagels in the morning.
You have Kerrygold in the morning?
I think that's what it is with the cow
on front. This is honestly a brand I don't hate, but I know nothing about them, so I may prove to be wrong.
Well, I'm going to start trying to eat Irish butter, because unless you guys, listeners, tell me that I shouldn't.
And when Susie comes back from Europe, she usually brings French dairy products, to be honest. She doesn't bring Irish.
So French is the way to go. French butter.
Well, I mean, because she was in Switzerland before.
Since we're talking about butter, what do you guys think about that butter coffee thing that everybody's doing, you know?
It doesn't really apply to me because...
Why are we talking like that?
I don't know, because I wanted to get involved in your conversation about fucking butter.
That was pretty boring.
Yeah, it was. That's why I tried to nip it in the butt.
You did a great job.
Yeah, nip it in the butt.
Nice work.
Oh!
Hey, dudes. The last time we did a podcast, it was snowing to the point of our feet were frozen... outside of a restaurant waiting for chicken and waffles. And now, if you look outside, which you can turn your heads, It's beautiful. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping.
When we last did a podcast, the New England Patriots were...
we're actually not...
Somewhat convincing.
Still revered as
somewhat convincing Super Bowl winners. Now they're just... It's pathetic.
It's amazing living here and not being a Patriots or Giants fan to see how that... You guys really don't like each other.
It doesn't actually matter to me at all.
We're the only team that can beat... The dynasty Patriots.
Exactly. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Thank you.
So what else is new? What else is new with
in
y'all?
In the news, like when we last did a podcast, Barack Obama was president.
That's weird. Yeah.
So weird now. So weird now that Hillary is already president. We're talking about her like that.
No. Hillary Swank, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was weird how she got elected too.
She's really
good
in that movie.
Yeah.
The horses.
You know what I read today is that testicles, you can sell them on the black, maybe not even the black market, but $35,000.
You talk about the free market.
Between the three of us, we could buy property. So just putting it out there.
What?
I'm not going to lose my testicles.
Yeah, not for
dude. All I'm
not
saying,
for you or any horse farm, Jeremy.
Three testicles is worth. I'm not good at math, but let's say about some $1,000.
So find yourself a mutant child and get all three of his.
You imagine the kind of mics we could buy for that scratch?
Let's not ruin three lives. Let's just ruin one life.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Think all about
right.
it.
All right.
Okay, guys. That's great.
For the listener, Barcelona's breaking through. It's 2-0.
There's
a big man pile.
I believe it's called nil.
There's a big man pile of celebration on the ground. Moving on.
So yeah, it's spring outside.
Jeremy, have you been hiding for the past couple of months? Where you been?
I'm not really hiding, just been working a lot. We've been doing a lot of man boobs stuff, you know, shooting some man boobs videos and, doing some shows and traveling. Oh, I took a trip with my mom.
Go ahead.
We started in LA. We met there. We drove to Joshua Tree and then drove to the Grand Canyon and then drove to Taos, New Mexico. Which
I got to take a trip like that. That sounds like fun.
Absolutely lovely. Yeah, she had a blast. I had a blast. I was actually, she'd always wanted to go. It was, you know, before her mom and passed, her sister and her, they wanted to do this trip, you know, like with family. And then my grandma got too sick. And so this was sort of like it was just amazing. Like,
it was like the guilt trip with Seth Rogen and Barbara Streisand.
But actually watchable. Yeah.
I understand. There's there's the difference. What makes it real.
It's funny you say that because that when that movie came out, she was like, maybe you and I could go see a movie.
Let's not do this. Yeah. Ma, let's go see this at a drive-in movie theater.
And then just you and me and some Bud Lights.
Yeah, and then at the climax, we'll strangle each other ritually.
No, but it was... Taos, I was a very... It's amazing. New Mexico is absolutely gorgeous. It's I would go back.
You've been traveling, Dan Tamborelli?
What do you
been? No, I've been sort of hunkered down here. We've been doing a lot of man boob stuff.
Staying in Brooklyn mostly.
Well, Jounce is recording a new record, so we've been in Freehold, New Jersey at this studio making sounds and noises and
I've been covering a lot of ground just between Harlem, Queens, Williamsburg.
You've been getting dirty, right?
Greenpoint.
You have to go underneath the camper.
I'm going beneath the camper. Yeah. I plug in the campers. I write the songs.
Here's a question from one person who works on TV shows to another. Mike, do you find that productions are shooting more in Harlem these days? Or like northern Manhattan? Like higher, I feel like I go there more often than not now for some reason.
I haven't noticed a decrease in the amount of shooting in Harlem since I've been working in the Union. So that's about 7 years and change.
Mm. Or, so I've or always in, been in Mike terms, 46 burns.
I like that. It has been 46 burns and like six grievous wounds and 10 like so-so wounds.
It's been
46. Forgive me, gaffer, for I have sinned. It has been 16 burns since my last confession.
Right. I need 600 amps and 5 cam locks.
Maybe it's just me.
Okay, hey, so for the listener that we just tossed a lot on jargon.
Jargon.
So I have something I need to get off my chest.
Ooh.
A little bit.
Is it a paper, is it a paper towel tank
it's
top?
It's not a paper towel tank top. Thank you very much.
I would take you up top, Mike, but I can't reach you.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, geez. For the listener, I just got hit in the head with a high five.
That was a high five, a very high one. What do you want to say?
You know, for I guess it was a bunch of these podcasts. We talked a lot of shit about GTA 5 and who's getting the video games.
I don't want to talk about it.
All this stuff.
Obviously still a sore subject.
Yeah, obviously still a sore subject. So
you're trying to pour some rubbing alcohol on it.
No. I've come to mend the wound. I've come here to...
He's brought two copies of it to the podcast today. I can't wait to unwrap mine.
I call BS.
I have.
Until I have a copy.
I absolutely have.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you kidding me?
Hear this? Yeah.
This is crazy for the listener.
Seriously,
for the listener, I just ad lib that he brought them, not knowing that.
I know this is all a surprise.
Even cooler than that.
So there's a PS4 version for Jared.
There's one copy in by PS4. Yeah.
And I know that you're a PS360 guy, so I got you your version of that too. So all you need now is to get an Xbox 360.
Right. I just have to get the adapter.
Yeah. Just get the adapter, totally good.
that's cool.
Wait.
So
he has a PS3. How's that going
to
play out?
Yeah. I just need the PS3 to Xbox 360 adapter.
Oh, so then what I'll do is I'll give this to my dad and I'll
take
the PS3
that he has,
because I'm sure he hasn't played it.
Do you think he might buy
an Xbox 360 now.
Does he have the codes for the
Can we pause in the podcast and just start playing?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
We can absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, you are the guy with your finger on the button, but anyway.
Truth.
Did Paul use the DLC codes is my question.
Oh, I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll have to check with him.
I'll ask him.
Even Steven.
Okay, even Steven. All right, so we've buried this bridge.
It's kind of like Christmas in May. This is
kind of like Christmas in May.
Pretty much like Christmas in May.
I will give Dan a slow clap.
Oh.
Greg Johnson, the king of his own self slow clap. I was really impressed by how he pulled that off. Man.
Speaking of Greg Johnson.
He's a funny guy.
He's going to be our guest this episode.
Looking
he's a very
forward
funny
to
comedian
it.
From
looking
here,
forward
right
to it. He's a funny guy.
In Brooklyn, New York.
He's based.
He loves Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, he's one of the based guts.
Yeah. Well, Dan, I'm very surprised that I have PS4, a version of Grand Theft Auto 5.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
My question is, what residual check came in for you to extend yourself?
No,
Who paid off? Magic School
Bus? I got it for free.
There's
a Canadian royalty credit that I have to pick up.
I get those from Denmark and South Africa. It's so crazy, but it only adds up to like $34. So I would have been able to get the GameCube.
Oh, okay. Well,
they still made
that's,
that.
That's something.
GameCube, but
take
used.
The Sega Genesis version.
GameCube, but used.
GTA 5 Sega Genesis. That would be awesome.
Kind of a dive.
This is a big thing.
We're sort of speechless.
I'm sorry that you guys are
with
yeah,
this sudden
looking
act
at the packaging,
of generosity. Yeah.
There's no. You're not on the packaging.
I'm in that game.
Yeah, Jeremy. There's nothing that says clearly counterfeit, not made in China.
No. That's real deal. That's real deal. That came straight from the manufacturer.
So it could be special. In fact,
I mean, it could be. Yeah, Jeremy, actually have extra stuff.
Oh, I'm trying to open it, but it's not working.
He's doing the unwrapping.
I broke
the PS4. The PS3 version also is the same way.
For the listener,
Michael,
what's that?
The one that I'll replace with his Xbox 360 because, you know, I thought you had that one.
Okay, listeners, this is your chance. Never mind.
What?
Just not gonna
what are you going to
okay.
do? No. Say it. Spew it out.
He was about to kiss you on the mouth. You're worth it.
I have a little moment, but I'm not going to do it now. Because I'm really into this PS4. I can't get it
okay,
open.
You know what?
We're both... Is this some sort of
gag gift where
guys,
it's all duct tape?
You know what I think?
I know. I'm pretty sure that a snake is going to spring out of it when you open it up.
I think we should just... get right to Greg Johnson, and you guys can play a little
This is crazy.
PS4
I'm not going to be able to concentrate the rest of the day because I'll just be thinking about playing it. I won't even be playing it. Yeah.
Gosh, it is like crack. It's like you guys.
It's one of the most. It's not the most successful game in video game history.
It made the most amount of money in a 24-hour period.
I haven't played the last two games, to be honest. I'm way out of the loop in this one. I would just say that it's a gift from you.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
I haven't been a gaming in a while, so I'd like to go a gaming. I really don't have any fucking time for that. Sorry.
Because you just decided to take a cushy job where
you could do that anytime you want to.
Yeah. But what if I have a good Teamster and he lets me have like a TV in the truck?
I was just going to say that.
That's what I'm saying. So what are you doing? Why are you becoming a more responsible human being?
You get the kit rental, start working, buying equipment, put my kit together, buying non-crappy LED flat panel lights.
There you go. You know what you...
Was that a knock?
You should find a way to like hide it.
Just because it wasn't a fat joke and I was setting the same tone of voice?
Yeah.
Well, now they're... For the listener, they're punching... Oh,
no. No, I gave my titty
twister. It was just a little titty twister, but you missed my tit and you got my side boob.
You didn't miss the twist, though.
What do you think of that side boob? Jeremy, what were you suggesting? I'm sorry.
That we just run off together and start a life.
As Thunder Thunder?
Yeah.
I'm Thunder underscore one.
Mike and I have a fake, I guess, comedy band called Thunder Thunder.
I'm Thunder, Thunder. I'm Thunder Prime.
And we start out each performance by playing Garth Brooks.
Jeremy, I figured it out. Thunder, comma, Thunder is actually the world's largest emoji. That's actually how we conceived of the...
We're emoji-based humor?
We're an emoji-based band. It's actually the world's largest emoji.
And I'm your biggest fan.
It's just somebody with their eyes really crinkled out after how emotional are it's the state of Jeremy's eyes after he's just been given a free copy of a video game that Dan's in by Dan.
You know, I know this is a nice gift and but it's kind of derailed the podcast.
Not only that, it's not going to make up for the years of bullshit.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you can still make fun of me, but I was hoping that this would sort of pave
even us up for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's a little bit. You guys can probably let off. You can probably call it off.
Call it off. Yeah, they drew first blood.
Calling it off.
Call it off.
All right. Let me call Vinny.
But I was going to say that Jeremy now has to watch an episode of...
You have to watch an episode of Pete and Pete.
First of all, it's in my hands. No, I will totally... I've watched the shorts and then selected episodes.
guys, I have friends. So.
This is episode 2, and I promise you that Jeremy Balin, I will...
Every time I play this game, I will also watch an episode. How about that?
Wow. For every 4 hours of gaming, we're going to make a lot of, all I can say is
we're going to make a lot of residuals.
Of Pete and Pete.
1-to-1 ratio.
It is going to be enough to buy a half of a beer. All right, well, do you want to get right to the old Greg Johnson?
I'd say he's a funny guy.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it because...
Right. Oh, and you guys can go on our Twitter and check out the competition that's going on this month for the month of May.
Oh, doing black tees.
We're doing black tees for May.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty neck and neck. Neck and neck.
Well, some of his black tees are neck and neck at this point, just because of the extreme. Yeah, it's being weighed down by the base strap and sweat over the years. But no, I mean, it's a natural progression. It's a natural fiber. Cotton, you know, that happens.
And
so.
You know what?
Well, this is like our theses. Right now, because
Theseus, King of Thebes,
because we're both wearing black Met T-shirts today.
Okay. Here's what I was going to say before. Speaking of Twitter, maybe we should do a little contest. And the you know, when you get GTA 5, there's a large poster inside that has the map of all of
Los Santos.
If you take a shit in Danny's house Danny's backyard in the game. Take a picture of it and send it to us.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to figure out a competition of some sort. Maybe you have to tweet something and, you know, humorous.
I would, listener, we're not getting any money from anybody for this.
And then we'll have Dan sign this. Maybe you can get some other GTA people to sign it. Mike will sign it. And we're going to give it away. That's what we're going to do.
And,
so stay tuned.
And if the poster in Dan's copy that I'm trading for is still there.
It's still there.
The game is still unwrapped. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy to reciprocate.
Big time. So if you're into GTA 5, check our Twitter. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Greg Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't think he plays video games, but he's still.
Street stalking. That's great, Mike. Wow. Is that a new thing? Oh, wow. You're going to cover yourself up with a pillow and then prop the mic just so you can be a lazy asshole for this entire podcast. You keep your arm. You know, the best part about.
I got to stay consistent.
The best part
next
about
time
Mike.
I'll hang it from the pipe above you just so you feel like a boxer.
The best part about Mike doing
don't
that
call it
is
a comeback.
He's going to be. His hands will be unable to touch me because you're so lazy.
So you got that.
If I could only be so lucky.
Yeah.
So, look, you.
That's why I see
your wingspan is not long enough to touch me, but your legs can touch Greg's.
This is what happens in the. This is what happens in the playoffs.
No, you don't want that?
I'm good.
This is what happens in the playoffs. People talk about things like wingspan. lifespan and intangibles. I accidentally just turned on my speaker.
You what?
I accidentally turned on my speaker.
It's a half stack. We call that a half stack. Full stack would be two of those together, like a normal one. I don't know how a half one like that.
Are we going now?
Are we going?
I don't know. Again, Greg, I'm not.
We're going.
You know,
we are going.
Can we not record?
You guys have like to keep me in suspense.
Do you have a turn on and turn off switch? Or are you about to like? We're on now, and you're about to be like, well, it's big.
Right now, I'm at about a four, but I could go to 10. I can definitely go to 10.
Well, thanks for coming here after your big long.
Absolutely. Live, it's great to see you guys.
Live public Brooklyn television.
BK Live. It's on every day at noon. The people at Brick Arts Media.
People who are at home at noon watching TV.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Or they can tune in online.
You can watch
it
online.
You can stream it anywhere in the world.
You want.
It's BK Live all around the world. I was in suspense today. I didn't know if you guys were going to jump me when I walked in.
Well,
speaking of street stalking.
The thing is...
I've been jumped by you two.
The thing is, last time we ran into Greg on the street, we pretended to jump him and he got scared. And the people he was talking to obviously didn't like him that much because they didn't look back or anything. They just kept going.
They kept walking. You would think that they'd be concerned for my safety.
You could tell because Greg was laughing his fear laugh and not his not his funny laugh. Like it takes on a high pitch. It's like a keening. It's like a keening of a small bird. And then he rolled with it, though. He rolled with it admirably.
I was scared for about a half a second.
The people who were with him no longer, totally out of our minds. We just got to the business of bundling him towards the apartment.
It's a pleasure to be jumped by you guys.
I got you one solo in the on the G train.
Yeah,
once.
So it's happened to me twice that you've jumped.
So why would you not expect it?
Coming here, I thought I was going to get my ass.
He didn't see me.
Beat.
He had his hat down low, sitting on the train, and I just got real close to him. He didn't want to look up.
Oh, man.
I don't want to look up.
I can't make eye contact with this guy.
I don't know what's going on. There's a whole train of emptiness right now, and I'm sitting by myself, and this guy's right next to me. What's going to happen? But it was just your old pal, Danny.
Oh. What was I thinking? Nothing dangerous ever happens in New York City. I should have known it was my pal Danny.
As the weather warms, we're seeing more of these random encounters, I would say.
Yeah.
And not just to bring it back to a Craigslist category, but we're seeing a lot of
casual encounters.
I'm just happy I was out with Grandma the other day. We went to the hardware store. We did this and that. We went to the deli. And
your grandma's my neighbor, right?
Yes, my grandma is your neighbor.
Go ahead.
She also lives close to another comedian named Harry Kondabolu.
Oh, yeah. He's my neighbor, too.
Who we saw coming out of the deli with prosciutto and ham and mozzarella and provolone, whatever we had.
Did you do introductions?
Yes. I introduced Harry to my grandma. Grandma said hi to Harry. It was pretty cool. And it was great. We got in the car, and a block later, in front of the church where all my cousins were baptized and all that crap, there's a film shoot going on, and I see another person that I know.
Oh, wow.
With the warm weather makes random encounters happen.
You are a bit of a man of
also,
town,
wasn't right? that the same day yeah. that we jumped Greg to bring it all back around?
That was the same day that we jumped Greg, because I said to you, I'm down the block from you with Grandma in the car.
He thought it was a metaphor.
Well, yeah, I know. I thought he was bringing drugs up or something. Grandma, yeah, it's like, he's grandma, like grandma is like really old Molly.
Yeah, no, he's like, how many families do you have with you? I only have so many bedrooms in my apartment. And I started to get really, lost. I didn't know what. I was like, Grandma, get out of the car.
I'm in too deep.
You actually asked your grandma.
Yeah, Grandma, what does this mean?
He's looking for a bundle and
she
two
was
nickel
great.
Bags of funk.
She was great.
I don't go like 4 or 5 days without running into Danny on the street, though.
Oh, so it could be that you have a condition that Danny prevents. But
I think he follows me around.
He knows my iPhone password or something.
It's weird. It's weird morning. You wake up at your girlfriend's apartment and you walk home and we catch each other like at that moment. Yeah. And it's definitely happened more than once.
We're like walk of shaming.
Total walk of
shame. Do you think jump him every time you see him?
No.
Or just a selection?
It'd be a lot of pressure.
Sometimes.
One time
normally
I told him where my car was, and I said, don't spit on it. And then I got back to my car, and there was spit all over it.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen today, because the super of the building saw that I was a Mets fan. He was like, later, Papa.
Yo, actually, one time I was at a Mets-Yankees game, And I parked. I was like, I had to park like that upper, that shitty upper parking lot with like the tiers and everything. And I pulled up and I had its black on black Mets hat, which I thought was cool because it was just like sneaky and it was at Yankee Stadium. And I'm going to walk away.
And you got,
and these three like, guys were like tailgating. They were like partying. They're like, who are you for? Mets or Yankees? I can't see by your hat.
Oh my God.
And they're like yelling at me. And I was like, I'm a Mets fan. And they were like, you know, fuck the Mets and fuck you.
Oh my God.
Like that. I came back to my car. My entire car was globbed all over. Dude, they spit all
over
my fucking car. Wow. I swear to God.
What the hell is that?
I was so fucking pissed.
Does that, do you like
Yeah, that's the type of shit that you should reserve for Red Sox or Patriots fans. Yeah. Because
like
you guys, the vitriol, I'm saying the vitriol that you guys deserve should not be kept within the city. It should be lobbed over the Connecticut River, landing squarely on the bumper of some asshole somewhere. You know what I mean? That should not, why are you wasting your spit on a guy from Jersey?
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
You're wasting you spit.
You told them you were a Mets fan and they spit all over your car.
Spit all over my fucking car.
How long do you think that's
horrible? And the thing was, like, I thought about it the whole game.
Wait, what inning? What inning was it? What inning was
it? I mean, it was before the game had started. I was parking.
But bro, you didn't have to even answer them, and then that would have been like car insurance. Yeah. You know what I mean? You didn't have to say nothing.
I know. You're right, but I did. I don't know why. It's just in the moment, I just felt right. I was like, you calling out my pride. I'll tell you the fuck I'm here for.
Yeah.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle had it right.
I'm saying, like,
son of a bitch.
You don't engage with tailgaters. You don't engage with club bouncers. You don't engage with construction workers. All of these people are larger than you and have access to heavy metal. You know what I mean? You don't engage with them when you're, you know what, when there's a possibility, especially when you see that they have drinks in their hands.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it was a poor what I did was wrong, okay? But I did it and I paid for it.
Okay, 4 hour fathers and four Hail Marys. Get out of here.
Get out of here. I wanted to, I like thought about it the whole time, like that something was gonna, like they were gonna fuck with my shit. And like I tried to get back.
You couldn't even enjoy the fucking
ball. I tried to get back early to, like, you know, like I think the Mets won the game and they were like up big or whatever.
It was in the Bronx, though.
It was in the Bronx, and I.
It's the worst move.
It was bad. I just tried to, like, I was like walking around during the ninth inning, like trying to just get out, like watching it. So I wasn't like, I didn't leave the stadium, but like, you know, it was like out three. I left the stadium and I like started running to my car, hoping that either they would be there.
So you could catch them.
So I could just catch them.
And catch a beating from them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was just you, right?
I just wanted to get my shit and get my car out of there, and they had already beat me to it.
You took your car home with their shit on it.
Yeah, I think there was also, they, like, burned their fucking cigar out, like, on my fucking car.
That's terrible.
Do you go to New York, Boston sports games, Greg?
Of course. I love going to Citi Field.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I like
Do you like the food service at Citi Field better than the baseball on display?
I do love Shake Shack. I do love... Yeah, I love the food there.
There's tacos.
Yeah, there's tacos.
There's all sorts of stuff. And there's good baseball now, Mike. I don't know if you remember, but the Mets are
I'm too cheap
25
for the food.
Games in first place.
So, let's not ruin that.
And the jinx is on.
For the listener, at the time we recorded this, the Mets were doing really well. Do you also go to the Bronx and get crap from those guys? Do you wear Sox gear? Do you wear Pats gear?
No, I would never.
You don't wear either of them when you
No, I'm very non-confrontational, especially with my sports gear. As a matter of fact, Danny, if I was asked in the same situation, I'd probably be like, I love the Yankees. And keep walking. Because I didn't want to get
smart.
Spit on.
That's smart.
But then you'd have,
but then you would have to
sit in your own shit for the whole game. So it's like, you're really, you know, there's kind of a...
I don't like going to Yankee Stadium. It's like the old one, but it's like not as good, I don't think.
There you go.
And I hate the Yankees.
Wow. Yeah. So you got two things against them, right?
Yeah.
All they got to do is have traffic now, and that's three strikes, right?
Yes, yeah. I love the Mets, though. I can root for the Mets.
Yeah,
because
we beat your ass 30 years ago.
That's true.
In the World Series!
1986. Wasn't
that long ago.
For the listener, in case you don't know who Greg Johnson is, he's from Massachusetts.
And that's me. I'm right here. Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks for
it's
being on the podcast.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When did you fall in love with sports?
You know, I'm a huge sports fan. I love everything about sports. I guess when I was in, like, you know, fourth or fifth grade. Love all sports. I love the Patriots.
You had a good relationship with the
Celtics,
the television and sports on television. But
I did.
But also going to live games at all.
Yep, used to go to Fenway Park a lot. I mean, I don't know. I've never gone to a lot of NFL games. I know Danny goes to a lot of Giants games.
We've been to games at the same time, but we haven't gone as a couple.
Yeah,
I've really struck a chord,
change,
right?
We can change.
But
that
I'm saying,
year.
Like, the,
I, just
the
had to, I just had to pay the yeah, the fucking
the campaign. The campaign finance watchdogs are like, oh, Marona attended the game. Tamborelli attended the game, but there were no photographs of them together. They're all over that shit, and I now have to file a 1099.
I love the NFL. I love the PGA.
You love all of them.
I love them all.
You have no problem with any of them.
You straight up watch golf on TV.
I could straight up watch golf on TV.
I can't do it. I don't.
Do you hold on? Do you use do you use amphetamines while you do that?
Yes, I'm always high on meth.
But
when
I'm saying
watch
like
golf.
That
might be awesome.
Awake?
Actually,
how do you stay awake and watch golf?
You know, it's something that my father used to do.
Same with me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like it. Like I could watch the Masters. Only the majors. I'm not going to watch
Kinderhook, New York.
I don't know. I can get into it. I like the pacing of it. I like when they hit a big shot. You know, whatever.
Sure. Does Paul watch?
Everybody likes a big shot. You know.
Does Paul watch golf at all?
No, my dad doesn't watch golf.
But he's a Giants fan, though.
But he, yes.
I like the Giants.
You do not go together usually for my dad.
My dad played.
He's not good at golf.
My dad played baseball and football.
I think that's also part of it.
But he liked to play golf, and so he also watched.
Yeah, I guess he had to do it for business and shit. But he was never good at it, and. I remember once being in LA and my dad and I went golfing and my dad wasn't doing well. And like, he did the whole aggravated, like, gloves and shit. And I've never seen my father do that. And like, he's not the kind of guy that does that. Like, and still to this day, like, I've only ever seen it like that time.
Genetically, the Tamborellis do get red in the cheeks, though. So they have a special gene that activates when they play golf.
Oh, man.
You play golf, Danny?
No, I mean...
Just that one time?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I have before.
Right.
I'm not a golfer, per se.
I never understood it,
but until I turned about 20 years old, and my younger brother was like, you should come golfing with us. And I was like, why? It's stupid. And then we brought a cooler.
That's the thing.
Put it on the back.
It's no different.
And then he knew a trick where he'd lift up the seat of the golf cart and like open the carburetor or something. He'd get rid of the limiter. Yeah, you could fly. So we were just a bunch of hooligans, just like, yeah. I mean, what, my friend almost flipped it once, like completely unintentionally.
That's just drinking and driving.
That's how we learn in Ohio.
See, but what you're describing is not sports. It's like alcoholism, but we mold our sports around it.
Right.
Softball or fishing or kickball or golf. These are all just reasons for people to drink. Tailgating, like you're saying. Yeah. They gave the guys the excuse for this behavior to put out these cigars on the half ownership blazer that you had on your half share.
So that's like,
these guys put out the cigar on my brother-in-law's half in a car.
No, it was before my brother-in-law, but it was definitely that same Explorer.
Lord,
for sure.
And then I feel like there's like a hazard thing that goes. There's like a ramp of hazard. You know what I mean? Like you're in a soccer. You know, they kick the ball.
I love soccer.
You're in the course. You're by the hole. Everybody loves soccer, man.
What's this about soccer?
You're by the golf hole. You know, you're by the 18th hole, and boom, you could get hit in the head by a golf ball. You could get hit in the head by a foul ball. But in football, there's like your only real danger is from fellow fans.
Yeah. And traffic accidents in the parking lot.
The new MetLife Stadium being so much steeper.
The old air conditioner.
The upper level. I saw it in the old stadium too, my seats are up way up top. And people get drunk and they'll slip and fall and like they'll go like four or five rows.
It's fucked up.
They'll just end up rolling on top of people and going down.
God.
The Giants in like a massive display of humanity have actually brought a lot of people over from Nepal to serve as Sherpas for the upper stretches of
You said Nepal and I was like, where is he going? What's going on here?
It's like that at Barclays Center too. I went to see the Mets, and if I sat in the back row,
the crappy formerly New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah,
and I couldn't tell which team was which, and I'm looking straight down like it's vertigo.
Nets. The Nets are the ones owned by a Russian billionaire. If you were looking next time,
Who took two games against the number one seed in the East and still lost? And where were your lonely Knicks?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
I've struck another chord.
Year.
I should get vetted
next
before
year.
I do these things.
You're like Mozart over here striking chords.
Don't bring up Barclays Center.
Yeah. Don't bring up classical music. You know, he fucking hates that.
Getting back to your story, I used to have a Massachusetts ID because I grew up in Massachusetts. So bouncers would often say, all right, I'll let you come in, but who's your favorite team? And I would literally go. I'm not proud to say this. I have friends back home.
The New England Patriots, sir.
I'd be like, the Yankees, sir. And then I'd go into the bar. Because I just don't want beef. I'm like, dude, I don't give a half.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Hey, Dan.
Get out.
Hey, Dan. I'll bet Greg Johnson's car has never been covered with spittle and cigars.
No. I believe it.
I like how you guys both own cars. I've never owned a car in my life.
Is that cool?
Is it cool?
I didn't own a car for a very long time.
It's awesome. I mean, I think it's great.
I don't know. I'd rather own something else.
He could have taken the train here today. Instead, he drove and it took him. He could have gone on the G train five times, going back and forth.
Back and forth? A little less than that.
All right, maybe
a little
three.
Less than that, yeah.
You could go from church to Court Square and back.
I tell you what, I could have done the Mini Cooper scene from the Italian Job four times on the G train track.
Oh boy.
Well, I think it's cool you guys own cars.
No,
that's
it's
funny
not.
That you say it's not.
It's not like, cool.
When people are like, oh, I had a friend who goes, dude, never buy a house. I'm like, well, I would like to buy a house.
Okay, bro.
That's kind of weird.
Make sure you can buy a car, but don't ever buy a house.
This is like your pantsless friend who you meet at the 7-Eleven, right? He's like, yo, bro. He's like, bro, I still got a shirt on. They got to let me in.
Love? No. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't fall
no,
in love.
No. Money? No, you don't need money.
Water's overrated.
Yeah, water.
So is sex.
I drink lemonade and beer.
I get all the slushies in this dumpster I need.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Who is this guy, Greg? Is this a real person?
Yeah, never own a house. I'm like, what?
Because it's a lot of heartache. It's a lot of headache.
There's always something you got to fix, right?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have a really good job right now doing the base camp on this job, and I'm going to take a pay cut to go do a best boy job, which is a lot more responsibility.
Whoa. Now, what's a best boy?
Best boy is like the second in command. Like, there's the gaffer.
What does a gaffer do?
Gaffer just means the boss. He's the head electrician. He does all the lighting.
Okay, and now best boy would be second in command.
Yeah, so he's a best boy electric and then a best boy grip because the key grip also needs a second in command. It's not like he's just going to play second fiddle.
Tell me about it.
He's got to have an assistant and a corner office, so he also gets a best boy.
How did you learn all you know about? Like,
hanging out on the set and just watching what they were doing.
While
I was acting. Yeah, okay. I learned on the job.
Okay.
Basically, I learned while I earned.
Okay.
But in this case.
Wow, I've never heard that. I've never heard him use that catchphrase before. I like it.
I learned while I earned.
I like it.
I liked when you guys were on the TV show, my TV show, or
BK
Live.
And I was talking tech shit with the. No, I was looking at all the lights in the studio.
You were talking about running in the scene in the movie and trying to be first.
Oh, yeah. That's what was really important to me at age 11, 12. I probably just turned 12.
I think Danny thought you were kidding.
No.
Everyone should look up this interview with these two because it was just fantastic on BK Live.
On Brooklyn Independent Media.
We'll put a link in the old description. Yeah.
It was just a funny moment because Danny thought you were kidding about that scene in Home Alone. But you said it was important to you to win that race
in
O'Hare Airport.
And we did a bunch of takes. So it was like it became a personal thing. But what they don't. And this is something that I've started to look for. Maybe I've complained about this before. But Jeremy,
whenever people are hoisting groceries out of a car in a TV show, or they're hefting their backpacks, there's shit nothing in there.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like you're running on the moon.
Depends.
It's like
you're running. Method it's actors like, that say, "I want no, a 5 pound no,
they're
sandbag."
They're dicks. Okay, those people are very few and far between.
No, but Daniel Day Lewis is listening. To
oh yes, if Danny Day is listening, that dude.
That's
always,
our nickname for yeah, him. Danny
that guy.
Day.
That guy always puts a sack of flour in his boot bag. Now give me a break, okay? Prop guys just don't want to handle heavy things, and Jeremy can testify to this. You can just look at his physique if you don't believe him. And
no, you should see me with my shirt off, though.
I'm saying, and so
I'm cut.
Actors don't. He's cutting.
No, not cutting.
Cut. That's cut. A cut.
No, he's a cutter. No, he's a cutter. Yeah. No, he's different.
No, high school was hard for everybody.
I'm super depressed.
Especially in Ohio. Ohio's very judgmental.
I'm very thighs. Depressed, and I need help. But yeah, no, not cutting. Cut. I'm like built. Yeah.
Who he cuts does, the he inside
does
of their thighs?
He does it where no one can see it, because no one sees
if,
his.
If the actors have to do like a lot of takes, they don't want to be carrying shit and sweating and stuff like that. But I was just like blazed down.
I was in a Macaroni Grill commercial, and I had to eat over and over and over.
That's in New England. That's like a New England centric chain, right?
No, I never heard of it. It was in Jersey.
It was after you got here and you auditioned.
Yeah,
you were auditioning
in Jersey.
This is a couple years back.
Awesome,
in New York. I know that's why you brought me here, right? Was to hear about my Macaroni Grill.
No, let's hear.
Hey, is that the guy from the? Is that the guy from the spa?
Yeah, it's from the Macaroni Grill.
Okay,
spa,
so
where
go
he's
ahead.
Like, hey, more pasta, please.
So you were doing a Macaroni Grill
in the commercial. You only ate once.
Go ahead, Greg.
So what is this eating
I had
a lot?
To continue to lift my fork and be like, "This is good," or I don't know what my line was.
This really like irks me when I watch people like lift things out of cars, or like background people eating
coffees.
In restaurants.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
coffees to go coffees
people
are the
hoisting their coffees is like that thing never has any liquid in it and and because of that you walk like this and you're just handling it and you don't even give it for the listener. I'm waving my hands in the air like I just don't
well,
care.
I have a disdain for advertising and I mute commercials when I watch TV and I just want to
take your money
get
out of your own kids' mouths.
Hey,
there.
You know Dan, Mike
you know,
has
Sag,
you don't have kids
Sag
or a car
Sag
or a
is
house
listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Mike
you
has,
just lost a shit ton of work.
No, I love you Sag.
No, let Jeremy say
Mike,
my name.
Mike has a thing that he does every episode, seemingly, that he'll hate a brand.
Oh, yes.
And we haven't talked about it. I don't. Did we? We did one last episode towards the end, I think. But so he is right along the lines of you muting commercials, but he actually on air will completely shit on a brand. Mike, what's the brand going to be this month?
On demand brands that we hate. Could it be maybe a New England centric thing? Could it be Dunkin'?
I feel like
could it be
hold
Dunkin'?
Me back, Danny. Hold
could
me
it
back.
Be Dunkin' Donuts because they suck? Because
explain why though.
Oh man, their ingredients suck. They gave me the opportunity to make a breakfast sandwich with a donut instead of the bread. They let me do that, and then they served it to me.
No.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
They sponsored Liverpool, and Liverpool started sucking.
No, that's okay.
That's the real
they replaced
go.
They replaced
there it is.
They
there re- it is.
They replaced the gates in the logo with a Dunkin' Donuts, and everybody was like, "You can't do this.
That's
Liverpool's not. Liverpool does not like this." And Dunkin' Donuts had to take it back. But
I don't get like they have meat at Dunkin' Donuts. If you order it, they like take it out of a filing cabinet.
There you go.
Or for a while they had chicken.
Now you go. There you go.
At
now
Dunkin' Donuts,
they still
like, who,
got it, man.
They do.
They still have all that shit.
Who's
that's the
F
new
is like,
deal.
Yo, Dunkin' Donuts has the best chicken parm.
After this,
you're doing a commercial. You're going back to Boston to cut a commercial.
Oh, fuck it. Dunkin' Donuts has the best freaking chicken pie.
Yeah, that was a great Super Bowl.
Yo, kid. Yo,
that
Tom Brady, get over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, after that untainted Super Bowl when I really feel good about this chicken pie.
We brought up Deflategate now.
Oh, yeah. We're right. We've gotten almost there. We got to, on the beach, we got to deflate our tires a little bit to go better over the dunes.
We all stand with Tom Brady when we say...
We marry models.
A little air out of our tires is fine with us.
Yeah, it does nothing. It neither robs, it
solidarity.
Neither picks my pocket nor robs me.
Solidarity through Tom Brady.
Yeah, what would it matter?
It would be funny if they properly inflated the balls and played that Colts game again and the Colts won like 50-10.
That would be great.
It'd be great.
Let's do it behind closed doors.
Filled
so
them
nobody
with chocolate
sees
pudding
it.
Or something.
Yeah.
Do it in an empty stadium.
Well, yeah, it's crazy.
I don't think it matters that much. It's just like a little extra to throw at.
Yeah.
That's that whole organization. They, of just like, come on, man.
If the Jets did that, I would be up in
they penalize
Ams, kid.
They penalize soccer teams for that. They'll make them play like a
empty stadium games.
Well, and for like hooligan style, like if there's too many hooligans or riots at a soccer game.
It's a ratio of hooligans.
Like if people riot at the Liverpool game because they're pissed off about Dunkin' Donuts.
About Dunkin' Donuts, never would happen. You would just have like, what you would have is like a public pouring of coffee. It would be like the Liverpool coffee party. It would be like the American Revolution in reverse.
Do you drink coffee?
Me? Never.
Never?
Can't stand it. That's that's another brand I hate if you want. Coffee in general. Dunkin' Donuts coffee in specific. Dunkin' Donuts coffee in specific because it sucks.
Starbucks. Sucks. Yeah, I don't like Starbucks.
I'm not a fan of either of them. Oh, yeah, that, you know,
I can take a leaf coffee.
After that bombing and the marathon, you had state people.
Why you got to bring up all this?
You had state people and you had federal people, and they said the difference between them was the federal allies went to Starbucks and the local stateies, they went to Dunkin'. That was the difference. That was how you could tell, like, it was like voluntary, you know what I mean? They segregated themselves. It wasn't, it was because of their proclivities.
How did I get here?
It's pretty crazy.
This is the best. Thank you guys for having me.
No. Greg Johnson. Awesome. We'll do it again next week.
No, this is how I act. I know we have another 2 or 3 hours, but
we told you 2 hours and what? No pee breaks?
No pee breaks is what I said.
But you do get the 64-ounce collector's cup that you can take
you
home.
Can keep.
The afterwards. Adventures of Danny and Mike empty Gatorade bottle that you can pee into.
It will be sealed after you use it, and we'll keep it in infamy on our pee shelf.
Please don't forget the Jeremy Balin Memorial Catheter. It's a reusable. So
it's
not a single.
All the big name guests have used it.
Jeremy Balin. Jeremy Balin.
So like a Jeremy catheter just sounds like bad news.
I'm saying it's not single use. You have to wash it out each time. So there's always
Jeremy catheter.
Hi, I'm Jeremy for Jeremy Catheters. Now your catheter brands are, you're used to them slipping out or smelling. Now not with my catheters. New Jeremy catheters.
Everybody who has to catheterize, I'm sure, is. No, not happy.
Is that a correct term?
Yes.
Okay. I got catheterize.
My aunt,
because I know cauterize is, but that has nothing to do with
it. My aunt and my cousin work a few blocks away at Methodist. If you would like to slip and fall,
my great uncle was a surgeon at Methodist.
Get out of here!
Wow. I wanted to fit that in there. Hey, I'm Greg Johnson, everybody.
Did he deliver? Did he deliver any famous babies? I don't know. He was.
Did
a
he
surgeon.
Do that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah. No, he was probably retired by the time you were born. Is that what you're asking me?
No. I was born in Maimonides. I know where I was born.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm still in touch.
I know it's state.
I'm still in touch
state
with
of
the
California.
Doctor.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
The doctor who delivered you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You are so gullible, Greg Johnson. Okay. We stopped talking 4 years ago after. Go ahead, soccer. I know you love it.
Oh, I love soccer. I love
the New
baseball.
England Revolution.
I love the Revs. You know, I did a thing in a mall in New England right around the final. So when was the MLS final? It's in like January, right?
Whenever it is, it doesn't make sense.
A friend that I know offered me this job working for the Revolution / Microsoft, standing in a mall.
Street team.
I was basically street team, and I was yelling at people, yo, who loves the Revs?
Who loves the Revs?
For like 4 hours a day for 5 straight days.
I would have been like, you know.
Did you love the Revs?
I would have been like, yo, same ownership.
Did you indoctrinate yourself?
Same ownership as the Pats, you know, same corporate umbrella.
Crafty Bob, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I handed out free Revs scarves. It's interesting because I'm giving away free Revs stuff and people don't want it.
I was walking through the farmer's market and this guy was like, free apple cider. And I walked right around him to go buy my apple cider at the other place.
Isn't that interesting?
I almost gave him the Heisman.
Do you have a few sitting around?
A few what?
Heismans?
No, it's like this, buddy.
Oh, I thought you were going to literally give him a trophy.
For the listener.
I'm just going to steal.
For the listener. Jeremy
Rocket Ishmael's trophy out
Jeremy
of his house
didn't
and then give it to you.
Steal it. It was on eBay.
That's true. Rockets in bad shape.
For the listener, I was making the Heisman Jess pose.
Yeah, I'm being blocked by Danny because I can't see all your hijinks because you're laying down in the seat today.
Tuck it.
Yeah, you are in a very,
tuck
very...
it?
Preach. Preach, Jeremy.
No, I you're doing your thing, and I commend you for that.
I love
for the listener,
apartment.
Jeremy, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Hey,
yes.
What is it?
Greg, I want to tell you two things. I'd never spit on your car. We're fellow non-car owners, so we wouldn't do that to each other.
Of course
not. Because it's impossible. That's like saying I wouldn't punch your wife. You're not married.
Well, I mean, you can punch my wife.
If we had...
Wherever.
Let's get right off of that. Yeah. I'm sorry I said it.
If I had a car, you wouldn't.
The other thing is I'd never jump you. I'm making the Jeremy promise right now. Jeremy Scathers promise. God. I would never jump you.
If you told me years ago that these guys... that I'd get jumped.
Right.
You guys.
It makes sense, though, if you think about it.
If only you could have a pop-up video that would say, in 20 years, you will be mugged by these guys.
You know, like sixth grade me.
Yeah. If only you could have
one of
those.
I never would have come to Brooklyn. Don't you guys love Brooklyn?
Dig it.
It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been better.
You have the bomb apartment. You got taxidermy, Jeremy.
I got some taxidermy. That's lucky.
You got a knife, piano. Got a knife rack right over the
piano's
stove.
Seen better days. Yeah, it's it hasn't been...
Looks new to me.
Well,
there goes Greg striking chords again.
I think, Greg, that you lost Mike when you said, isn't Brooklyn great? And he goes, it's been better.
What's your beef? Where do you live in Greenpoint or Queens?
I'm in Polish Harlem. Yeah, yeah.
Polish Gunpoint.
I'm in Greenpoint. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just that's the tip of the iceberg right there. Greenpoint. It's crazy.
Did you guys run out of steam? Am I just
no? I just don't want to say anything. I don't want to hate on any more brands today. I've already shit on five brands.
I can see he's broken out in a little bit of a sweat.
No, so. I just don't want to. I don't want to hate as voluminously on brands as I do.
So meaning that brand being the borough
Greenpoint,
of Brooklyn.
Oh, Greenpoint, North Brooklyn.
I thought you were just. I thought you were saying in general you're going to stop hating brands.
Oh yeah, Jeremy was about to call 911.
Well, I was just going to adjust your catheter. I thought maybe it was affecting your head.
It's been a bit germy lately.
Is your catheter too clean? You need a germy catheter.
The red lines have been crawling up my spine.
Are you tired of smelling the funk? Try a Jeremy catheter. Smell free.
You lived in Brooklyn for as long as you moved here? Or did you live anywhere else first?
I lived in the East Village for a time.
I've done that. I've made that mistake too.
I liked it at the time. I go back there now. It's like, maybe I'm just getting old, but I was down on the Lower East Side last night. And I can't believe just what a shit show it is.
How you feel is how I feel about Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like Steve Rogers coming back to old Yancey Street in the Lower East Side.
Exactly.
It's like, man, when I was regular Steve Rogers, you know, this was all right. But now that I'm Captain America, this place fucking sucks.
What's the main... Mike, being that you've been here, you grew up here. So what's the main thing that you can say? Like, this is different from now between, you know, then and now. Like, what is that thing?
There were a lot of cracks and crevices where... Like if
so
you
it's
just,
too glossy now.
Yeah, very good. It's just like if you think of a lot, there's like cracks and crevices where things grow out of it, and now that shit has just been paved over for Chad's.
That was a poem.
Thank you.
For Chad's.
For Chad's.
That's the name of the poem. For Chad's.
Actually, that's the name of this episode.
Ode to Chad's.
Congratulations. We finally found a name.
Oh, wow. It's kind of true with most things. Like,
if you had...
things gentrify. It's especially true in New York
If you had
City,
a stronger
though.
Pattern on your dress shirt, I would have chatted you from the beginning. But because you have television sensibility, you're not going to wear a very chatty shirt. Like, they wear, like, tight stripes, checks.
Are Chad's, like, meatheads, like...
It's tough. It's like, it's... You know what I mean? We evolve.
I don't know
Chad's
what it means, but I'm going to keep saying it.
No, we evolve. We evolve. Like, if you think of the movie Do the Right Thing.
Of course.
So there's the guy with the Celtics jersey on who drinks the orange juice out of the bottle. And he's like, man, I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. And it's like,
man, get out of here.
Yes, exactly. That's what's happening all over New York, except that guy owns the whole block now.
Yeah. Wow. That was deep.
Bunch of freaking Chads.
We talk about that on BK Live on the TV show a lot. There's always discussions about gentrification and affordable housing.
Yeah,
I
was
like
just going to say it's something about housing, what do you call it, land use or something like that. Is Charisma doing something about that with somebody?
No, but actually Charisma, my colleague and one of my co-hosts at BK Live, she interviewed Bernie Carrick yesterday.
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Oh, gosh.
He was like the head of the...
Convicted felon, Bernie Carrick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's... well, what was his job? He was Giuliani's like right-hand man.
He was...
Was he police chief?
He was rising in the police department. He ended up being very close to Giuliani in his personal police detail.
Then he made him the commissioner of corrections.
And now, having gone to jail for 3 years, he is calling for prison reform, which is kind of a hypocritical thing because he was in charge of sort of, he should have been doing prison reform before he went to jail. But now, of course, that he's been to jail, he wants prison reform.
He got pulled in.
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
You know what?
Good night, guys.
I've this been plays a part well. Of it, and I don't think this is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This sucks.
He was also
Greg
in the police
like
department.
A real Chad right now.
No. That's the opposite.
I know, but I've decided just to use opposite. It in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't matter. Guy getting a coffee. You know what, dude? You're acting like a real fucking Chad
Thanks.
Right now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you.
Do you guys try not to curse so that this could air on FM or
don't
something?
Don't care.
Don't fucking
don't
care.
Don't care.
No static at all.
All right. Fuck shit ass.
Yeah, you're probably you used to not having to censor yourself, right? This is where you should let loose.
Yeah, wear the Chad shirt if you want to.
Let the catheter down.
I'm so happy to be here, guys.
Say the dirtiest thing to come to your mind.
Don't say it.
Pubes.
Don't say it. Definitely grew up Catholic.
Pubes.
You grew up Catholic.
You guys
grew up
can't
Catholic,
see it,
didn't
you? Ladies and gentlemen,
right?
Dirtiest
you
thing.
You guys
Greg
can't
Johnson's
see it,
today.
But his face, as soon as those words rolled out, oh, was electric.
I think Greg.
The greatest, biggest smile
we just broke
I ever
Greg.
Could see.
I think
we
Greg
just has
broke
the
him.
Tamborelli gene because he's turning bright red, ladies, in the face.
Do you need a towelette?
It's like the heat's on it here.
Jeremy, do you have any of those paper towel tank tops we had left over from Dan?
Okay, guys.
They're all used. You mind a used?
Do you mind a used one? We rinse them.
They're bounty.
We rinse them. Yeah, we rinse them and dry them in the sun.
They're bounty, so they're at least two used.
It's a little heating up. I drank some beers last night.
Once it dries out, it's dry again.
Yes,
heard of them.
We leave them on molds like the terracotta warriors of Xi'an. They dry in a 3D shape.
If they get crinkled though, when they're drying, it just looks like Dan has boobs.
Exactly. It's like. All the studs from the armor and all in the...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was waiting for it.
What?
I feel like I hadn't gotten any shit today. I finally just got some.
What are you talking about?
I didn't even get... Bigger boobs, the paper towel tank top.
Wait, that was
But
that
wasn't...
Was
that was more of a knock on the paper towel.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you were
less
saying
on you.
They were mine, so obviously...
No.
As you can see, Greg, sometimes the podcast is an exercise in hand-holding, but...
There's, no, on,
there's nothing that isn't.
Don't
you know
worry,
what I
Danny.
Mean?
Fuck these guys.
We're all, yeah.
Well,
fuck
go.
Shit hell these guys, right?
Pubes Wait, these
this
guys.
This is the guy that jumps
pubes,
you at
pubes
every
these guys,
available
right?
opportunity. We'll side with him.
Come on.
Well, sometimes they're friendly encounters. Like I was wearing that Calvin and Hobbes t-shirt on the Walk of Shame that one day.
Yeah, and that was early, too. That was a...
It was like a 6 a.m. walk.
Because my girlfriend goes to work early, get out of her apartment.
Yep, preaching in the choir.
You guys keep having one-night stands with the same girls every single night.
we call them girlfriends.
I'm saying maybe you should get some self-esteem, you know what I mean? Maybe meet them at a hotel halfway between? I don't know.
I never did really understand
that. The hotel
Atlantic,
between is going into Prospect Park.
Somewhere in Atlantic Avenue. Yeah, that's equidistant. Equidistant from your neighborhoods.
I love Prospect Park.
Baby, I'll see you at the parade grounds.
How, and it's great this, like right now. Right now is the time where from now for the next 3 months, it's going to be amazing.
I love
well,
it.
It's
like amazing
the next
right
2 weeks
now.
Yeah. Because it's not going to be belligerently hot.
Yeah.
I'm fine with belligerently hot after that winter.
The only
Guys,
thing is, I go there
Do you remember
a lot.
Standing outside of a Waffle Shack, freezing our...
I was fine.
Catheters off. It was not fun.
I was fine.
It wasn't nice.
Freezing pubes.
I was fine.
It wasn't nice. This winter did a lot of bad things to a lot of people, I think.
Everybody
just like
I think it just damaged the roads. No, it just managed the roads.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And a lot of salt.
Did you hear about that dude? Did you hear about the dude in England in Manchester who Wanksy?
He's been drawing a dick and balls around potholes, and then they get
and
repaired.
And then they get fixed.
They get repaired quicker.
Because they want to get rid of the dick and balls on the road.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That guy's the man.
Yeah, he's crushing Manchester right now.
Oh, my God.
Greg, maybe you could do something like that here. I know you don't own a car or anything, but...
Yeah, so...
I'm saying it'd be an even more deliberate act of...
That's pretty amazing.
Just you, a spray can,
my mind
and a razor scooter. Just so you can get the fuck out of there if someone.
You know what I'm seeing so many of right now? The medical razor scooters where the people who have one leg are like skateboarding. The people with one broken leg are skateboarding. I've seen so many of those. Maybe it's because we were right around Methodist, but I saw like. No, I saw one in the city.
You're giving those procedures out like Tic Tacs.
Maybe it's because I'm an orthopedic surgeon.
I have an abrasion on my knee. Go get the skateboard.
I keep seeing all these menisci.
Keep it up.
People.
There's one doctor who just watched too much Steve or Million Dollar Man. He's just like, when I'm 50, everybody's getting bionic legs.
Yeah.
Scooter legs for everybody.
Jamie, are you okay?
Is it gangrene? No, it's just it just requires a couple stitches. Yeah. Or I could cut it all off and you could get yourself a razor scooter for your other leg.
No, these are just people with boot casts.
No, I know what they are. I'm just taking it to another
level. And they're pushing with one leg. And it's so fun. It's so fun to look at because just for a second, you know, with the increase in warm weather comes an increase in homeless people on the streets. Like you just see more people out there just because it's, you know, you're not dying. You're not freezing to death overnight, and you're more comfortable lying out on the street sometimes. In Greenpoint, you get a lot of it all over the place, but you see people who have just like worked up their own wheeled instruments to get around because as you don't have a home, you don't have support, you don't have good health care, and you can't take care of your legs and feet, and they start to.
Because you're drinking.
So you don't have good circulation.
Are we taking an initiative to get is this a whole like bunch a of skateboards and like
grassroots campaign to get scooters?
Oh, you
want to
do a you want
to
do a thing? You want to do a thing?
I don't know where you're going. I'm just
yeah.
Trying,
I don't know
just
if
trying
it's,
to extract what you're saying.
I don't know if scooters is what they need.
Is urban rescue where that guy like parachutes a health clinic into different places and comes and sees everybody? You think we can do that here?
Yeah, by Grand Army Plaza, it'd be perfect.
That I would displace the farmer's market. You're running right into, you know what I mean?
How funny would it be to see you two parachute into something or somewhere?
That's got new adventure.
Yeah, there that would go. Be an adventure.
New adventure. And let's parachute into Fort Dix and get arrested.
Oh boy.
I
can't do that.
Would you ever skydive? Is
Me?
That a thing?
Well,
I'd never do that.
Just to die.
Speaking of sports.
Only if I was at the end.
You'd want to die doing that?
Yeah, man.
No, man. It's pills, bro. Pills is how you die if you want to die. P-I-L-L-S, no, Mikey.
Never own a house.
It's like
eat lots of pills.
Kill yourself with pills. But I'm saying like, yeah, there are selfish people who jump off of buildings or the guy who jumps off the bridge or the guy who jumps off the bridge, you know, who makes it, you know, I hear about it because I'm seeing the alerts. Oh, yes, there's a traffic situation on the bridge. There are people who kill themselves in very selfish ways in Japan. They jump in front of the trains and make everybody late. And then you have to get a suicide note from the suicide late note. It's not just one note. It's a suicide
late note. I see what you tried to do there.
It's a suicide lateness note from the conductor. Because, sorry, some selfish person jumped in front of the train. So now everyone's late for work. You're saying pills. The only person who's really inconvenienced is the person who lives in the apartment underneath you because after you die and nobody looks for you and all the fluids in your body just go through the floorboards and destroy
that's gnarly.
The ceiling Jeez. Of the person living downstairs from you because you have no friends and no family.
You just described Lane Staley is what you did from Alice in Chains.
Is that how he died?
Yeah.
And now I'm swelling in the basement.
That's not very nice, Michael.
That's because you didn't sing the harmony. There has to be that haunting harmony
you
over
have
it.
The
Jerry Cantrell's
voice. The Cantrell
the drone. The Cantrell drone.
Go ahead, Mike. Let's try it.
Did y'all see the Kurt Cobain?
No, I didn't watch it, Greg. Did you watch it?
I love the Kurt Cobain movie. Yeah, I watched it a couple
Heck,
times.
I did not see the Heck movie.
It's only been out for like 2 days.
No, and I watched it again.
Do you have a
guy doesn't have a
day
car.
Job?
What else is he
I'm a
do?
Simple man, Danny. I'm a simple man.
So you go to BK for like about two, three hours a day, and then come home and.
Other stuff.
Come home and binge watch on the old Netflix. You finished Daredevil already and the next one.
He's actually just waiting on the street for like 6 hours a day for one of you guys to jump him.
Speaking.
Did you work
that's why it happens.
Yeah, I'm working on the next one. But I'm working with the guys who worked on Daredevil.
What are they making?
They have sweet t-shirts, I'll tell you that. From Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
Rap gifts. I'm not even going to get a rap gift from this job because I'm leaving it like a jerk. Like I said, for a pay cut, but more responsibility.
Why?
To be a best boy.
Do you need
Jeremy.
That at this point in your life?
Yeah, man.
More responsibility? I would beg to differ that you don't.
What are you talking about? I have a cat. I couldn't take care of those praying mantids last summer.
Dead.
All
of them.
Remember with the praying mantids? And I was so.
Yeah, I do.
Fuck,
remember,
man. They just fucking drop like flies.
Well, we've said it
all.
They
are insects.
We've said it all.
I know, but I really want to get another one now that the weather's getting warm again. I want to get more praying mantises. Mantids, I'm sorry.
What attracts you to praying mantises? Are you like
Kung Fu?
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Hey, why did I even ask?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? I got.
He likes watching them fuck.
I have two fists and a heart, don't I?
The other one's heads off.
Yeah. No. I've never seen that. I've never seen that.
Uh-huh. Sure.
As new
Michael
hatchlings.
Vick had never seen a dog fighting ring.
As
he
new,
has not seen praying mantis fighting ring.
As new hatchlings, they just like hang out very close to each other, and then nobody moves, and then the first one who moves gets eaten.
Really?
I'm just writing poems all day.
For Chad's.
Poems for Chad's. It's going to be a little pocket size.
Check out our
little pocket
new
size
Tumblr,
book.
poemsforchads.tumblr.net.
So have I proved myself as a regular on this? Can I come by every time you do this and talk over you with you?
What are you talking about? You're not already doing it? We did two episodes today. We didn't tell you
that
we cut.
We cut these up real quick, man.
If you look in our closet, all the other guests from the show are in there.
Oh, it's Dave Hill.
We just keep them in there, and the catheters are there, and we don't have to...
Yeah. Well, that's just a jar of Dave Hill's urine.
We just give them enough pills to stay alive.
sorry, that's just a jar of Dave Hill's urine. Wake up.
So you ready to go in the closet or what?
Yep.
Okay.
Get me in there.
Jeremy, get the catheter.
I don't want to be the one to change them all the time. I feel like I'm always... I mean, they are my brand.
Not it.
I mean, I have to change them.
Not it.
The germier, the better.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? What else can I say?
Yeah, you can say whatever
else. What else about Brooklyn? What else about Brooklyn? You love Brooklyn? Or how do you feel about it?
I love Brooklyn. I love Brick House.
You love a certain comedy club on Myrtle Avenue?
Yeah. Oh, every Thursday at Splitty in Brooklyn on Thursdays...
What day?
Yeah, I do a stand-up
what
show.
What day is it?
Danny came and did the stand-up show.
I did a show.
He doesn't have a day job.
Are you going to... You guys, come to the stand-up show, please.
Together?
Actually, Mike
We're taping
and I,
it for television. You don't have to be on television.
Right. Mike and I have a very successful improv comedy troupe called Thunder Thunder.
Yeah, we have a band.
There's a comma in between. Yeah.
It's not just the same word because it gets caught by filters. They take out double words, so you have to separate it with a comma.
We just threw a comma in there.
Oh my God. And Danny has, Danny has a band. I got to say, not only Random Encounters on the street with Danny,
but
because we're, neighbors or whatever. But I went to, I did stand up in Manchester, New Hampshire a couple months ago. I walked into a club. In Manchester.
And there's Danny with his hand balled up about to punch the club owner.
Danny
like,
jumps me.
I'm not going to jail for you or anybody. Now get in that van.
The bartenders were talking about...
Oh, yeah.
I told this to you. Or we were talking about this in front of your girlfriend. I think she got jealous that the bartenders were talking about you. But them's the breaks,
Hey, what can a guy do? You know what I mean? If girls want to talk about me, I got nothing I can do about that.
Are you saying there were lady bartenders?
Lady bartenders, and they said, I'm sitting there before the show, and they said, oh, yeah, I can't, the guy just walked in, got on stage and played or something. I'm thinking, who's from New Hampshire? Like, who's the musician from New Hampshire that came in? Or like, did Neil Young come in here last night or whatever? And I almost didn't ask.
So who are you guys talking about?
When I did, I said, oh, who are you? Because the bartender was really cute, too.
She was very good.
And very smiley.
All right, let's
wait. For the listener, everybody's blushing and moving on.
So what happened was...
I am
was,
getting the t-shirt out of the... go ahead, sir.
I said, who came in? Was it Neil Young? And she said, no, it's Danny Tamborelli.
Even better.
And you said, is he here? No. You said, is he here right now? And they're like, no, but he didn't leave long ago. Wait, you've been there the night before or something?
Yeah, I was there the night before. We played a show at the Shasta.
So maybe the place was still fresh with your musk.
Oh, definitely. It's funny because what I remember about my time at that show on that Friday was that I overheard a conversation in the bathroom late night that went something along the lines of,
Yeah,
I'm fucking getting a divorce, man. I haven't fucking had sex in 2 fucking years, except for that whore I bought down on the corner.
Oh, my
God. It was like, I think it was a dude that didn't know the other guy and was just like wasted.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And it was like a total, it was like,
it's,
yeah, but I could have fucking, it was only like $250,
It's a bathroom confessional. That's what that is.
It was a total bathroom confessional. Well, I like walked in at that right moment where I was like, well, that's what I'm going to remember from tonight.
Don't continuing with the Catholic tip, like those types of guys maybe don't go to church, so that's where they can can confess those types of things.
Yeah.
New Hampshire's a whole different beast, man. Those people in England,
that's
they're
Vegas. Manch Vegas is a
right.
They do party in that.
It's no Nashua.
Wasted. That was I believe St. Patrick's Day weekend. People were getting wasted, and the bars have to close. I think at 12 or something.
Get out of here.
So that's totally different because from 8 to 10, they're sincere.
Let's
we better get drunk
Let's
quick
because
this place is gonna close.
And then by midnight, they're all blackout drunk walking down the street. They're trying to load out and not hit people like in the streets.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's the craziest thing when you go to a town, not New York, and
like any other town?
Any other town.
One, people own houses.
People own houses, A.
Cars.
People own cars, B.
They kill themselves by jumping off of buildings.
They fill the parking lot of like a bar. There's like 200 cars in the parking lot. And you know when the place closes.
They're going to drive drunk.
Drive drunk home.
Oh, so yeah, you're talking about Buffalo is what you're talking about.
Buffalo's like that,
Buffalo,
yeah.
Buffalo, New York.
I did a show at like a strip mall in Buffalo. Everyone's just getting wasted, and they're all going to go drive home. Not a big fan.
Well, what about these guys who covered Dan's? What about these guys who covered Dan's car with spit? Do you think
they drove home safely,
or you think they were weaving a little? With right.
I'm like, that never happens in New York. No one's ever driven drunk in New York.
Nobody speeds. You know, nobody drives drunk.
Yeah, I bet it's gone down a lot since when they started cracking down. Like for real, and they're like, "Guess what? We take your car, no questions asked, and then afterwards, maybe we'll give it back to you." I think that sort of helped a little bit.
They didn't solve a lot.
Some civil forfeiture laws are very fucked up, but I think that civil forfeiture law might kind of be okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of civil forfeiture laws are fucked. Yeah. If I'm just riding around with cash in my pocket, and you take my cash and say, "You know, I'm declaring a lawsuit against this cash because I don't know where it came from because it's cash."
What?
The people versus a bundle of cash in Mike's pocket? Case number 0113A? Because I was driving through New Mexico?
Did this happen? Are you okay?
No, I'm weaving together disparate threads from a New York Times magazine article from a few months back.
Well, okay. Another flashback of sorts.
And the grand jury finds with the bundle of money.
No, I'm saying we settled for half. We settled for half. So I go and see the money Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are they treating you okay in here? What's going
on?
Yeah,
what's going on? You get interest?
You getting three square meals a
day? You get interest?
Lockbox?
Are you regular?
You got a 90-day term? 90-day term, right? You're on 90 days.
Make sure you poop twice a day.
Greg Johnson.
It's been a lot of fun, guys.
You like Brooklyn, though. I can tell.
I live for Brooklyn.
You're comfortable here.
It's the best.
Are you a G-Train guy? Or?
I do take the G and the F. You know, I live over by Farrell's. I live by your grandma.
You live by my grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the foam cup beer headquarters.
Yeah, you go in
not
there.
Not of the world, but of Brooklyn.
Yeah, the way, for those who don't know, they give you a big foam cup and you can leave with it, which is so weird.
And you can put your name on it, and I think there's a lanyard on the bottom.
I mean, yeah, technically, you can do anything you want with it. Yeah. But it's funny because somebody that hasn't been there, they call them containers, and you go in, and I'm like,
that is
yeah, can I get a Bud? And they're like, so my friend goes up, he's like, yeah, I'll have a Budweiser too. And the bartender's like, container?
Yeah.
He has like no idea.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
It's a foam
container.
It's a foam container. It's a foam container.
Well, the styrofoam is being cracked down on. I wonder if Farrell's or what's that place by McCarran?
Turkey's Nest.
I wonder if Turkey's Nest.
Turkey's Nest is the Farrell's of North Brooklyn for sure because it's so close to the park and softball takes place like almost across the street.
Oh, just like Farrell's.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Is that where we broke our cherry, Mike? Is that where like we decided after like a bunch of years?
We did take a picture with
living,
that. We took a picture with that girl that
night.
Living
in New York City and like.
Not hanging out.
Like, it wouldn't be not hanging out. We'd hang out at each other's apartments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I only wanted to hang out with him indoors because I would see him at McCarran Park and he would be rocking out at McCarran Park and I would be playing soccer.
You'd be playing soccer.
So there was doing different things.
There was a time when you guys wouldn't leave the house. Like I mean, like you would just go to each other's house. You wouldn't like go out in public.
My fingernails were like four inches long.
So. It would turn into like a Beatles black and white running from
Beatlemania.
Because it would get
crowds
weird.
Of fans.
Yeah, it would get.
It was like that
weird.
Scene in Home Alone where they're all running to the airport.
Like, you know, Williamsburg. You know, just became it got weird. But we decided that we were going to do it. Was it like after like a Guided by Voices show or something?
Something like that. Something.
And then you guys are together at Turkey's Nest.
I joined him at the Turkey's Nest.
Broke the internet.
We drank.
We drank and some lady called us out. We took a picture with her and I think Mike whispered in her ear something like, "This is like the Great White Buffalo," or like something like this. It's something weird.
America is born today.
This never happens.
I think I took her phone and texted the picture of us to my phone, so I had it, but I don't have.
And
her.
Then you deleted. Then you deleted it or something, so she didn't have your phone number.
Yes.
Oh my god, is that true?
Security
smart
culture.
Is
security
smart
culture.
Guy.
So since then, in going out, you said you popped your cherry that time. Is it just? Are you more used to it now? And it's whatever. You don't really care.
No, yeah. Now I just make active excuses to avoid him that are more creative. That are more creative.
Oh. Once a month. That's his limit.
I'm working.
I'm curious. That's not true. I'm sure your listeners are curious too. The evolution of that.
Listeners, we haven't done a podcast since the end of March, but Mike and I have hung out multiple times. We bought.
That's true.
We bought brand new Mets hats together.
We jumped Greg Johnson.
We jumped Greg Johnson. We have done multiple things.
We've watched the Mets and Liverpool at the same time.
While I was on the clock
at a bar.
While I was on the clock. Thank you very much, Marvel Comics.
I suppose that I think when I first with you guys, you were together. But I think you were like podcasting at Freddy's.
That was our World Cup.
We were very much in love with soccer.
Yeah,
guy, very much in love with Freddy's.
The Speaking guy who was soccer. Sleeping love at Freddy's. The bar and who we woke up because the U.S. scored very early.
That's right. What, Jeremy?
What's up?
Speaking of Ghana. Speaking of soccer.
All good.
Speaking of Ghana. Speaking of Ghana.
I'm severely drugged right now. My catheter is really tight. I have to take drugs to get the catheter to fit because of. So I don't want to talk about.
Was there a time when you guys didn't live in New York? Both live in New York City.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Most of his life.
Okay, because you were in New Jersey.
Because I grew up in Jersey. Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
And was there a time after the TV show where you guys probably weren't as tight, and then it kind of like, I mean, you've always been friendly, but
yeah, I mean, it was.
I'd never shun him.
Well, was it, it
I wouldn't shun him.
It basically.
I want to hear about fights. Have you guys ever hated each other?
Yeah, probably. Right.
No.
Never.
No.
What about when
never, there was no competition either because he was always taller and more athletic.
So and, like, he was, then, and he so was like, always more sensible and musical.
And it rocked. It worked in a very.
But what about when, how
I wasn't
long,
that sweaty when I was a little sorry, kid.
How
I
long?
I got sweaty.
Jeremy looks at me behind Dad's like, use the sweat thing.
How long did you guys
you
work
remember
together?
The
Well, for me, it was 7 to 13.
Okay, so 6 years you guys worked together.
So for me, it was 21 to 29. Because I was a cat. I was actually a cat. So it was, I aged differently.
You had the kid thing where you also looked like a kid. You had the Gary Coleman thing.
We took like time apart. Then we didn't really hang out with each other. But we'd like see each other in weird places. Like, you know.
The back of a Volkswagen.
I would go into his. I went to his really cool studio apartment on Avenue B.
Back in the day?
It was close enough. It was close enough.
10th and A. 10th and B.
Records are spotty, but it was on. It was over there. I used to live in Alphabet City as well.
Oh, Mike doesn't want to give away the clues to where he used to live. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Right next to where Iggy Pop's building was. I'm not far from there.
You can spit on a from there.
Oh my God!
No, but he had like a fucking. His kitchen had a shower in
my
it.
Bathtub.
Like,
my bathtub was in
it
the
was
kitchen.
Like one
my
of
first,
those,
it was my
one
first
of those,
apartment.
Oh, see, so that's what I always envisioned New York City to be.
Oh wow!
It was Mike's apartment.
It was pretty real. It was a far cry. It was a far cry from 3 months previous when I subletted Allison McLean's. The director of Dance Fever, when I subletted her apartment in the West Village, it was like she had a dishwasher,
girly
a courtyard.
Nice.
No, it was a courtyard. No, it was a nice apartment. And then I had to go look for an apartment the first time on my own. And I was like, I'm going to move to the East Side. It's pretty cool over there.
It's happening over
now,
there.
Do you still live alone now?
No, I have a
cat.
I have a roommate,
and a praying mantis. Who was a pain in the ass when you worked with? I suppose you guys were younger, so you weren't like maybe as conducive to like being pissed off by people. But
oh no, we hated everyone. But all of our like you're trying to get us to dish dirt on guest stars. They were all cool.
All the guest stars were cool.
I can't think of anybody who wasn't cool.
Oh, yeah. I saw. I went
every,
to
BB New Earth.
No, she was
she
cool.
She was cool as shit.
Yeah, she was cool as hell.
I'm not trying to get you to dish on BB New Earth.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Cool
so cool.
Shit.
I was at a museum the other day. I
Adam
saw Michael
West,
Stipe.
The coolest.
Pretty cool. I didn't get to meet him, so I'm gonna have Adam to take his word for it.
You didn't meet Adam at any of those?
I was in school that week.
Oh, that sucks.
How did you go from school back to the TV show?
In a little van, usually.
No, my mom and dad drove me.
Was the scheduling such that like you'd shoot when you weren't in school?
Yeah.
Your listeners want to know, Jeremy. The listeners want to know.
Either
right?
They'll schedule with you for 3 days a week or in a show where one of us is in every freaking scene. It's not usually that easy. So you would go to tutoring on set. And your tutoring would count as part of your work time. So Tamborelli was definitely
3 hours a day.
That was part of your work day. So Tamborelli was limited by that because he was younger than I. So there were SAG rules as to how many hours a person could do in a
eight.
Day.
Wow.
Really?
It was eight.
Man, what a racket.
Eight, though.
What a racket you had. If you were under 10, maybe, or if you're under 12, obviously it changes with each, like that.
I want to know, what was, like, the fan mail influx? Because that, like, Nickelodeon was the biggest thing ever back then. So what was the kind of, like, fanatical situation when, I don't know, let's say you guys were on set or something? Were people sending fan mail to Nickelodeon a lot? You guys,
yeah, sure, they were.
But they would label it. No, they would label it.
They had a stamp that looked like their signature. I did get it. They'd just be like, ding, ding.
Yeah, no, they would label it bring to set, and then they would bring a whole bunch of it to set.
So did you get
just so gullible?
Did you get sent gifts and stuff? Like, what did you get?
I got several pen pals.
Okay, so you would write back?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't keep up with them, unfortunately. There's like, I don't know, one or two.
Remember any names? They might be listening.
Of course.
John,
but I don't want to encourage anybody.
Greg Smith.
I don't want them.
John Stun.
I don't want to encourage.
Yeah, Mike. You know, we had this conversation. It died off for a reason. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to hear from him ever again. You got your 15 minutes, kid.
Wow.
That kid is now the president of a
Dan Tamberley has large been burned. Lumber company. He's obviously been burned before.
I just got my car spit on a couple times.
No, you said you had a stalker. You said on the TV show, when you were on the TV show, that somebody wanted to marry
you. Oh, yeah,
you
had a stalker in L.A., right?
Yeah. No, not in L.A.
Here? In Jersey?
Florida.
Oh, no, Florida.
A Floridian who came to New Jersey, and I think I told the story on here.
Did she wear astronaut underwear? Did she drive all the way here and wear astronaut underwear and not stop?
No. No, but she befriended somebody that I was friends with in my own high school.
Oh, no.
And got them to say, hey, why don't you come up and hang and
visit,
out?
Visit us.
Yeah, and so one day I was at fucking gym class, like outside, like playing baseball or something.
In his, like, see, in his, not his most revealing shorts, but,
you know,
like,
I went to public school, so when I wasn't getting tutored,
gym
like
class,
on set,
you know,
I was just,
gym
like,
class.
Normal shit.
Of course.
And so I look, I'm, like, just doing my thing in gym, and, like, I look up, and I see this creepy girl who...
She's not necessarily creepy, she's just there.
No,
you don't know that she's creepy yet.
I know that she's creepy because she sent me videos, she did all sorts of weird shit while
which was hard. This
Florida.
Is before YouTube, exactly.
Yeah, this is it's like not, she sent,
you can't just
she sent
whip
a VHS
up
a
hard
tape.
Copy VHS
that, is intense.
That she probably transferred from, like, you know,
VHSC.
Yeah.
From VHSC.
She sent me the VHS adapter, so I had to put the little tape in and close it
inside
up and stick it in.
And those and that's real stalker dedication.
I did it.
That's dedication because those things are expensive.
That's when he
super
knew
expensive.
She was dangerous.
But no, that happened, and that was like probably the freakiest.
Did she sing to you or anything? What was your encounter that
no,
day?
She didn't. She stared at me from afar and like
you have talked about this already.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
I have a local.
Did other things approach that? I feel like Jeremy's looking at me like,
No, I'm just
Jeremy's the biggest stalker of them all.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's not
street
true.
Stalking,
actually, you know,
regular stalking.
It's not true because
Facebook stalking.
You guys always make fun of me for not watching Pete and Pete, so I would be the anti-stalker.
Yeah,
no, that's
really how you're.
That's the creepiest
you're,
kind of
yeah,
stalker.
You're declaring your
really
independence,
care,
Jeremy.
He still hangs out around us all the time.
He's like, he just has it as an
somebody
interest
has to push all
his,
these buttons.
He has an interest.
Greg knows what's up. He
all of his
on
likes
show.
On his social media page are things he knows nothing about, but he just knows to pick from them. He's like, oh, people will like this. I'm into Fight Club.
Oh, this is about politics.
Doug, that was a show, an animated show.
I like cartoons are good. Yeah,
did you guys ever go on Double Dare?
No, that's our dream, bro. Thanks for reminding me that
it's
I've
funny.
Never real.
I went
realized
on.
A, my childhood
I went.
Dream.
I did a show in Huntsville, Alabama, a few weeks ago. Not to brag, and I passed Space Camp, and somebody said, "Oh, Huntsville is where the Double Dare sent people to Space Camp," and I was like,
so
"That's kind of dope."
Jinx put Max in space, man.
What?
Jinx and Max best friends.
All right, Mike is officially...
What? It's a great movie. Leah Thompson? It's a great movie.
I think it's interesting that, you know, there wasn't social media around. This is obviously in the 90s. So you get physical mail or you get like VHS tapes instead of... I mean, now
you
I
get,
guess it's almost
you,
easier to...
Now you get DV
weird,
tapes and Snapchats.
Yeah.
It's really...
You get emails.
No, you don't.
I get emails sometimes. People figured out my email. I don't know how.
I just get LinkedIn.
You said every day.
Actually, Mike, you just got an email yesterday.
I just got LinkedIn. Oh, yeah?
From a fan.
Do you want
to... I'll ask you later, Danny.
Do you want to forward it, Jeremy, or do you want to read it on the air?
I did not want to read it on the air because it's very sexual.
Okay.
No, read it on the air.
It's not. It's not.
Damn it.
All right. Well,
I am gullible today, too. Greg has brought this air of...
Yeah, body, gullible, body risque. Yeah, his gullibility.
That's also not a word.
His
Shut
gullibility,
up, Jeremy.
If Greg was a D&D character, his gullibility would be like an 18.
Everybody knows what that means.
Everyone's always telling me that.
Yeah,
I'm saying for the listener, you know what I mean.
For the listener, if you're playing D&D, then about. Yeah.
While you listen to the podcast, you are a multi-talented person. And I would tell you to turn around because there's an orc behind you right now.
Listen, you guys have to come on my podcast after this, okay?
Sure.
I don't have one, but I'm going to start one.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be here first.
It's going to be right here.
I really don't have a problem.
Just going to switch seats.
Can I borrow your shit? Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, can I come over?
Actually, we're going to record it right now after we get done
with
this one.
Everybody, Chinese fire drill. We'll switch seats.
Actually, I'm going to switch Chad clothes with Greg.
Greg, you have anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
I already encouraged him to plug the split.
Yeah, no, I
plugged a little bit.
Don't forget,
please come to Split. Can you come to
BK Independent Media?
Oh, BK Live. Everyone at Brooklyn Independent Media and Splitty every single Thursday. Also, I want to plug my name. It's Greg Johnson. I don't know if you...
What's your Twitter?
It's the Greg Johnson.
What kind of Twitter you got
at
going?
The Greg Johnson.
At the Greg Johnson.
Give him a shout.
At the Greg Johnson. Shout at me. It's a pleasure, guys.
You know what? Well, the last thing... the last thing before we go, because I always think this is weird, too, that one
of my... Are you
going to
scare him?
No, one of my very best friends from home married a big, tall New England kid named Chris Weatherby, who's like a real good dude. And he said, when we were starting this podcast, he's like, oh, you comedy stuff? He's like, you know my buddy Greg Johnson, he does the comedy. And now
that guy still doesn't own a house or a car.
No, because he knows what's up.
He's doing great.
Yeah,
he's doing
he holds great. All that stuff.
But
stupid. Who needs any of that?
Small world, and he gave good props, buddy.
Small world. So. Well, props to you guys. Don't, please. Props Weatherby and props to you guys.
For the listener,
don't choke me.
We're all handing out props all over the place right now. Daps are being distributed.
And you know why
liberally.
That is? It's because Jeremy's here, and he's a prop master.
Yeah, but only I am on the clock.
Guys, it's time to change the catheters. Thank you, Greg, so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I'll talk to you guys when we get off the air now.
We're gonna insert a door slam effect, so you don't have to get out. You don't have to get out.
I'll see you on the street.
All right, guys.
Catheter.
So there you have it. As we close the door on another spring adventure, we remember the lessons we've learned. Greg Johnson is a conciliatory man who flies exclusively by charter due to the Tamborelli law. And if you make fun of somebody enough, eventually they'll give you a free video game. But most of all, remember that your fake TV brothers are here for you and will always have your backs, adventure after adventure.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Ways. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter, at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening. Feral Audio.